Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, and of course, William Remo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. I literally just saw the conclusion of the WWE, pay-per-view event, Fastlane, the last pay-per-view event before WrestleMania. So, of course, we're going to talk about that. What happened, we just saw momentarily. But, of course, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl also, since I wasn't able to do the show last week because I was, very sick. So I apologize, to the fans. I wasn't able to do the show. So I'll give a little recap about the Super Bowl, even though it happened like 2 weeks ago. Talk about what's going on in spring training, NBA, with the All-Star game that went down last week, and the state of the NBA, with the Knicks, the Cavs, Warriors, so forth and so forth, and a little update about the Rangers game against the Detroit Red Wings that went down earlier today. But of course, we'll talk about those stuff and more. But of course, Mac, I know the number, and the number is
917-388-4189. 917-388-4189.
So, you know, feel free, you know, to give a, you know, give a call, share your thoughts, and, you know, we'd love to hear from you, what you have to say on the, any of these topics and more. You know, what we do on this show, since 09, you know, we talk sports, entertainment, everything else. So, you know, feel free to express yourself. And with that said, let me briefly recap the Super Bowl. You know, as you predicted, the Denver Broncos won, and you know they had a 85 Chicago Bear like defense they put on the Carolina Panthers, especially Cam Newton. Cam Newton had basically his worst game of his career at the Super Bowl, and basically, you know, it was not a pretty game whatsoever. I mean, the Super Bowl, other than Peyton Manning, you know, potentially, you know, going out, you know, as, you know, a champion, you know, the only highlight really is the Super Bowl, which everybody has been talking about, you know, with, you know, Coldplay and Beyonce, and, of course, Bruno Mars performing on Super Bowl Sunday. But, you know, in all, Cam Newton had a horrible game. Von Miller, he won the Super Bowl MVP award, you know, because obviously Peyton did not have a Peyton Manning-type game. And, you know, the defense held them, held the Panthers at bay. So congrats to the three-time Super Bowl champions, Denver Broncos, and congrats to Peyton Manning and what could be his last game. What's your thoughts on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it was a great win for the Broncos. I mean, that defense, they were fast. They were getting pressure on the offensive line of the Panthers. They got to Cam. You know, Cam didn't look like Cam Newton. Like Cam Newton looked like Superman all through the season. But during the Super Bowl, I mean, the Broncos made him look like freaking Maybe like a morph, you know? He didn't look like Superman. Mm-hmm. And he turned the ball over. He got sacked. And they put a lot of pressure on him. I mean, he definitely played one of his worst games of the season. And, yeah, Broncos deserve to win that game, man. That defense is one of the best defenses you're going to see in the history of NFL. But, yeah, they definitely won the game for the defense won the game for the Broncos, no question about it, since the offense didn't play that well. And Von Miller ended up getting the MVP for his performance. I think he had, like, what, two or three sacks in a game and a forced fumble. So he deserved that. But, yeah, I mean, Broncos played great. I mean, their defense played great all season, so they deserved it.
Absolutely. You're 100% right. You hit it right on the head. You know, the Broncos deserved it. You know, they outplayed them in every facet of the game. And, and especially on defense. You know, if Cam Newton was Superman, then, you know, Von Miller was definitely Metallo because he had that kryptonite working, mm-hmm. you know, in that game. And hence he got the Super Bowl MVP.
Yep.
So, again, congrats to the Denver Broncos, and, you know, sorry for the Panthers. You know, they got close. They got to basically, you know, go back to the drawing board, and, you know, hopefully they're going to try to use their experience that they got going to the Super Bowl, you know, for the first time, you know, in their career. You know, the players are going to try to come back and hopefully use that to fuel them to go the return. Similar to the Royals situation in baseball in 2014 and until, you know, of course, 2015 when they finally won it, when they returned. And, of course, switching gears to the Mets are going to try to do the same thing, you know, because they're going to be facing the very same Royals on April 3rd, in you know, Sunday Night Baseball, the first game of the season, they're going to be in Kansas City. So they're going to see the Royals, you know, hoist a banner. And, of course, for the first time ever, instead of doing the ring ceremony on the same day, they're going to have the ring ceremony on the 5th, the second game of the season, with the Royals excuse basically saying that, you know, they wanted the Royals fans, you know, to watch the rings, the, you know, the ring ceremony on their local channel. So I guess that's thoughtful for, you know, the Royals organization to do that, you know, to allow more of their fans to watch it. But it, you know, it's a salt on the wound for the Mets. You know, they're going to have to witness all the pageantry of the Royals rubbing it in their face that they won last year's World Series. So hopefully the Mets are ready. I mean, Cespedes, he showed up to spring training finally. And you know, they're ready to go, and hopefully you know, they can do what the Royals did to them, you know. So we'll see what happens when this season starts on April 3rd.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun to watch.
Oh, no doubt about that. So for the first time ever, folks, as I've mentioned in the past, for the first time in MLB history, the World Series teams are gonna open up the season against each other. So it'll be the Royals versus the Mets in Kansas City. Let the games begin.
Oh, yeah.
And one team, you know, where, you know, switching to the Yankees, you know, they made it to the playoffs, first time ever in the one-game playoffs, but unfortunately for the Yankees and their fans, you know, Dallas Control, you know, and the Astros basically shut down the Mets, I mean, the Yankees' opportunity to advance further in the playoffs. So Yankees, you know, they retooled and they strengthened their bullpen by acquiring the controversial Aroldis Chapman, who, this guy, I mean, talent-wise, you know, this guy could throw up to 103 miles per hour, maybe even 105. I mean, this guy, he's very talented, but of course, you know, the off-the-field alleged domestic abuse, you know, kind of does, you know, taint his the acquisition. But on paper, they have a very potent bullpen with Chapman, Andrew Miller, who was the closer, and of course Betances, who's going to drop down to the 7th spot instead of his usual 8th spot. So the Yankees bullpen, as scary as the Mets starting pitching is, that's how scary the Yankee bullpen is. And what's your thoughts on that, being a huge Yankee fan?
Oh, yeah, on paper, Yankees have the best bullpen in baseball, on paper, with Chapman. Yeah, man, it's going to be exciting to see these guys pitch and also see them, you know, hopefully make the Yankee games a six-game, pretty much it's going to be a six-inning game for teams. You know, you have six innings to try to beat the Yankees, or else you have those three guys going to come out of the bullpen and shut down the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be exciting to watch. And, you know, I'm looking forward to see what the Yankees can do. You know, they made the postseason last year. You know, they didn't get far, you know, unfortunately. But we'll see CC Sabathia coming back after his issue with alcohol, going to rehab, you know, last year. See how Luis Severino, how he develops. See A-Rod, if he can, you know, reproduce like he did last season. Yeah, man, there's a lot of things to see for the Yankees this year. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking to see if they could, you know, make the playoffs again this year and try to go further. Maybe World Series, who knows, you know. So, but there's still a lot of question marks with the team, you know. They're still an older team, you know, still have some holes. Offensive-wise, I want to see how they perform. So, yeah, it's going to be a question mark for the Yankees, you know, this year. you know, it's either going to be boom or it's either going to be bust.
You're 100% right, you know. Yankees, you know, if the bullpen lives up to the hype, you never know. It could be a rematch of the 2000 World Series. Who knows?
Maybe.
Because, you know, Mets are the favorites to return, you know. But, you know, on paper, paper is paper. You gotta play on the field. And, you know, Mets, for the first time in a long time, they legitimately have a target on their back. I mean, you know, generally they do have they usually do have a target on their back being a New York team. You know, everybody always want to beat up on a New York team, whether it's the Yankees or the Mets or the Knicks or whatever New York team. But when you're really good and everybody knows you're good, especially with the Mets from last year, they have a target and everybody's gunning for them. And Dusty Baker, he the new Nationals manager who replaced his name just escaped my mind while I was talking about Matt Williams. You know, basically everybody's gunning for the Mets, especially in the National League and in all of baseball as well. But you know, they can't let the pressure get to them.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that. And switching to the Knicks, you know, the Knicks, they snapped their losing streak yesterday against the Timberwolves. I think the final score was 103-95. Melo had a double-double. You know, it was another matchup between, you know, Karl Anthony Towns and of course, Porzingis. And, you know, the Knicks came out on top.
Yeah, they
finally won. They snapped their 7-game losing streak. Robin Lopez, he had easily the best game of his Knicks career. 26 points, 16 rebounds. Melo had 30 points and 11 rebounds. You know, they were pretty impressive. And on the, unfortunately, Porzingis, he had probably his worst game of his career. He had 6 points and 4 rebounds. And then on the other side, Karl Towns, you know, he scored 24 points, you know, in a losing effort, you know, for the Timberwolves. So Knicks, you know, they had to bounce back, you know, especially most recently after their loss on Friday night to the Nets, you know. So, you know, the Knicks really need to get their act together. If they want to try to get a postseason spot, you know, with the recent firing of Derek Fisher as the head coach and the interim coaches, of course, the former Laker, Kurt Rambis. So, basically, you know, Knicks, you know, they definitely got to get their act together and try to get a you know, a late postseason push. I mean, they're like really behind. There's so many games under 500. The odds are against them, so they really need to. They really got to play like out of their minds, awesome, in order for them to even get an eight spot. So, luckily for them, they're in the East. You know, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully they could at least crack into the eighth spot, but I you know, who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, they gotta be more consistent, you know. They have to play better, and they have to play better defense. The defense
Absolutely.
Has not been great.
Mhm. And you know, the Cavaliers, they blew out the Thunder earlier today. I don't know if you saw some of that game. You were busy,
yeah.
Right? You were
I didn't see it.
Yeah. So yeah, the Cavs they blew out the Thunder. I think they swept the series. Of course, you know, the Thursday deadline went, and basically Knicks didn't do any moves, which I guess in a way is a good thing since they didn't trade away like the 2018 draft pick. But you know, basically this is the team that they have, and. Apparently, they're expected to sign Jimmer Fredette, who was in their you know, the AAA, well, not AAA, D League, what affiliate, Rochester Knicks. So he's expected to make his debut after he had an impressive game in the you know, the D League All-Star game, where he scored 35 points. So hopefully, Jimmer Fredette, you know, the guy, he's always been a scorer in college. So hopefully that could transition into the NBA. So we'll see what happens soon enough after he signed the 10, you know, the 10-day contract.
Yep.
But moving on to the other team in the Garden, and of course that's the you know, the Rangers. They won in overtime by the final score of 1-0. Kevin Klein, he scored with, you know, at 1:59 into overtime, and basically the Rangers defended their home court of MSG. And Lundqvist, you know, of course he has the shutout with to go along with the 21 saves. So the Rangers, they've been playing well. They're 34, 19-6, and they've won 7 of their last 9 games. And in that span, they're 7-1-1 in that span. So, you know, the Rangers, you know, they're playing well. So, you know, they got to keep it going so they could, you know, try to get themselves back to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I hope so.
No, most definitely.
I try to win it this year.
Yeah, and their, you know, their captain, Ryan Callahan, he, you know, he didn't play because he suffered another injury, you know, after he missed, you know, some time, you know, because, you know, he received a concussion against the Flyers recently. So he missed, he got, you know, the other game before this one, another player collided with him, you know, and hit him in the face. So basically he wasn't able to play, you know, for today, you know, earlier today. But, you know, Rangers were able to, you know, play perfect defense and shut out the Detroit Red Wings and, you know, go on, you know, with an overtime victory. So congrats to them.
Congrats.
And last but not least, yeah, let's talk the WWE Fastlane. What's your thoughts on the pay-per-view event, man?
Man, that pay-per-view was garbage. That was one of the weakest pay-per-views you ever see.
Yeah, man. I mean, to be honest with you, they had some good matches, but everything predictable happened. I mean,
yep.
The AJ Styles, I'm watching the Edge and Christian show on the WWE Network. I mean, the AJ Styles versus Jericho match, you know, that was an awesome match, but, you know, it was expected Jericho would you know, put AJ Styles over, and rightfully so, AJ Styles won. I thought it was a terrific match. You know, the Dolph Ziggler, Kevin Owens match, it was a good match as well, as expected. Kevin Owens retained. Trying to think, you know, basically everybody retained, you know. Charlotte retained the Divas title against Brie Bella, who's rumored to be retiring soon, as Daniel Bryan hinted in his, you know, his retirement speech recently, that they're going to try to start a family soon, you know, since, you know, he's recently retired. And I'm trying to think what else. Kalisto, he defended the title. He successfully defended the title against Alberto Del Rio in the 2 out of 3 falls match before the pay-per-view event. Trying to think what else happened. New Day had a funny skit, you know, skit with Edge and Christian, and then of course the League of Nation, or League of Booty, as you know, as the New Day called them, and basically, you know, that was a funny segment, you know, to promote Edge and Christian's new show on the WWE Network, which they're showing the Shockmaster debut on WCW. if you're a wrestling fan, you know what I'm talking about. YouTube that, you know, that moment. If you're not a wrestling fan, you'll probably laugh as well, because it's one of the most bizarre and funniest moments in wrestling history. But I digress. And then you got the main event match with of course Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, and Dean Ambrose. It was an awesome match, but you know the ending was predictable.
Yep.
You know they teased that Dean Ambrose again, just like in the Royal Rumble, he had a shot to win, but of course you know Dean Ambrose, just like in the Survivor Series pay-per-view event, he came out on top.
As expected.
So it's Roman Reigns versus Triple H. Yawn. Hopefully Rock and HBK will get involved, and this match will surpass expectations. You know, obviously, you know, Triple H is a future Hall of Famer, and of course, you know, Roman Reigns, you know, he's a talented worker as well, but, you know, WWE, man, they just, you know, it's just another typical, you know, ending for the pay-per-view event. I mean, unlike the Attitude Era, they don't listen to the fans, you know,
mm-hmm.
what they want. Fans clearly want to see Ambrose, you know, get a shot at the title. So Ambrose losing the title, you know, on Raw was basically for nothing, really.
Yep. Pretty much.
So basically, it's going to be Roman Reigns versus Triple H for the title, and Roman Reigns will be a three-time champion at the end of WrestleMania.
Yeah, pretty much.
The reign of Triple H will continue, which he's the last person, even since the Attitude Era, I was never a fan of Triple H because, you know, he was a bad guy. And he always feuded with The Rock, you know, who's my favorite, you know, wrestler of all time. So I never liked Triple H, and I never liked him as a champion to begin with. So basically, most likely, you know, there's a possibility he might walk away with the title, but I'm pretty sure, you know, Roman Reigns will be the champion for the third time already. In a span of four or five months, he's won the title he's going to win the title three times.
Yeah.
I mean, this is almost like John Cena, you know, attitude, you know, post attitude error. You know, with the title, with Edge winning the title so many times, and Batista and Orton and Triple H, who's unfortunately, I'm trying not to gag, the current WWE champion. You know, they got to be careful with that, you know, with Roman Reigns winning all these titles so quickly like this. I mean, I have no problem with him being the champion. You know, I'm always happy when a new talented guy wins a title, but yeah, I mean, they got to watch out. By the time next year it's WrestleMania, he's going to be a six-time champion.
Well, he needs to keep the title for longer, you know, instead of having retaining the title for a short period of time.
That's exactly what they were doing with Daniel Bryan, in the Yes Movement. They stripped him of the title for no reason after he won the title, He won the title at SummerSlam a few years ago against John Cena. They stripped him of the title, I think, the next day, Triple H, ironically, with the Authority. And then after it was at the pay-per-view event, he won the title back, if my memory serves me right. And then some screwy thing, I think they might have took the title off him again for whatever reason. I can't even remember what happened. And then he won it at WrestleMania, you know, when, you know, basically the fans basically created a mutiny,
mm-hmm.
you know, that he wasn't in the event, and it was going to be originally scheduled to be a Orton versus Batista match until they inserted the stipulation if he defeated Triple H, which of course he did, he would make it a triple threat match, which I think that happened, 2 years ago? So, WWE, man, everybody has no choice but to root for Roman Reigns now. Unless if you're a diehard Triple H fan, so.
Yeah, you know Reigns is going to win it unless something shocking happens at WrestleMania.
Yeah, like if Rock screws him out, which that would be stupid. I doubt that would happen, but then again, this is WWE. I think that would be the only scenario he would be, that Roman, that Triple H would beat him.
If Rock interferes?
So, Rock would have to interfere, which would be stupid, which it would be reminiscent to when Vince McMahon at WrestleMania 2000 betrayed The Rock and made The Rock, you know, lose to, you know, to Triple H, which was the first time a villain won the title. And as a result, The Rock has never walked out as champion, even though he's entered the ring WrestleMania as champion. So that's another fun fact there. So basically, Roman Reigns is going to try to avoid, you know, matching Rock's history because, of course, Vince McMahon screwed Rock out of the title in WrestleMania 2000. And then the following year, WrestleMania 17, you know, of course, the infamous Stone Cold Steve Austin heel turn when he aligned himself with Vince McMahon of all people. So that's that possibility. So, I mean, other than that, you know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully, you know, WrestleMania will be awesome. Yeah, I mean, it usually is, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully Raw with the Vince McMahon Award, Vince J. McMahon, you know, Vince McMahon's father, he has an excellence award, so they're going to award somebody with that award tomorrow night on Raw, which I assume is going to be Triple H or Vince, but I assume it'd be Triple H since, you know, he's the champion.
Right.
So what's your thoughts on, you know, this pay-per-view event and Raw?
Well, I thought this pay-per-view was garbage. I mean, it was weak. I mean, there was only a few good matches. The you know, Kevin Owens Ziggler match was good. The heavyweight match was okay. What was the other match of the night, I thought? Oh, yeah, AJ Styles-Jericho match.
Mm-hmm.
That was also good. But other than that, these other matches were pretty weak. I mean, this was a weak pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So this next pay-per-view coming out has to be much better or
else. Yeah, it's WrestleMania. It has to be.
Yeah, so the WWE has to do much better than tonight. But I'm anxious to see what's going to happen tomorrow on Raw. Most likely you're going to see another stare-down between Reigns and Triple H, so.
Of course.
Yeah, but tonight was garbage.
Maybe I assume Rock will make a cameo appearance, you know, to hype up the event since, you know, he's going to make an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, hopefully Raw will be awesome tomorrow and basically we'll maybe find out who Undertaker might be facing at WrestleMania because they have to start it up. I mean, they didn't even talk about the Hall of Fame. All they talked about was Sting going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, sure.
But they usually they talk about, like, other people going in. So I don't know if there's going to be, like, maybe only three or four people going in. I mean, there's rumors that the Fabulous Freebird might finally go in. So I assume tomorrow is when they're going to finally reveal at least one of the members or groups that's going into the Hall of Fame. Because they only mentioned one person, basically, which, of course, is Sting.
Right.
Rightfully so, of course. So we'll see what happens. Any thoughts you have?
No, that's it. Just check out my show IMAX Saturdays at 11. Come back here, check out Sports and Legend every Sundays
at midnight. Right, correct. Midnight. When the clock strikes 12 at you know, on Sunday night, as soon as it turns Sunday, you catch the next episode of Sports Urban Legend with your host William Ammo. And, of course, my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. And we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening, and God bless you all. Peace.